Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It is Cowboy Week. It's Cowboy Week. It doesn't get any bigger than this. RJ, you've never experienced a Texans Cowboy. This rivalry goes back 2002. I mean, this is like there have been. I don't know.
John, what was the score of the first game?
19-10.
It's iconic, RJ, in the city of Houston. Everyone knows 19-10.
19-10.
Who scored first touchdown?
Billy Miller.
Everyone will remember that. Yep. Who scored the second touchdown?
They're firing. Gary Walker sacked for a safety.
No, who scored the second touchdown?
Second touchdown was.
They fired off like it was really smoky in there.
Yeah, well, but I remember Billy Miller. I don't know. I was right there. I was on the field. Oh, Corey Bradford.
Yep.
Corey Bradford. Yep. David Carr hit him. I believe up the sideline. It was a pretty nice pass, actually. Corey Bradford. Good rap. So this is big, RJ. It doesn't get any bigger. Davis Mills is going to get the start. Okay. We're debenching.
It's official.
It's official. Davis Mills is going to be back at quarterback for your Houston Texans. And in a game that I don't know that it gets any. I think, okay, if you look at the history of the NFL, Lance, and you look at rivalries, where does this one match up for you in the history of the NFL?
Not as high, like fourth.
Fourth.
I mean, Packers.
Packers-Bears.
Packers-Bears goes higher than that. I think Washington-Dallas is a big one historically.
Historically, yeah. It used to be.
Yeah, it used to be. Okay, well, Packers-Bears, obviously.
Chiefs and Raiders was huge back
Chiefs
in the day.
Chiefs and Raiders, they still hate each other. Denver and Raiders. I mean, the West hates each other.
Yeah.
I would say, you know what's funny? I would say the Eagles and the Giants also very quietly is a big one.
I'm not putting it ahead of Texans Cowboys, though.
Okay. No. I don't know that I would do that.
I don't know that any of those.
Titans Jags is huge.
Titans Jags is, well, Texans Jags. I mean, there's a, you remember?
Texans have a lot of the top. Yeah, the top stuff like that. No, you know what? Probably you have to say Cleveland and Cincinnati or the Steelers. Steelers Ravens.
Yeah.
Dude, Steelers-Ravens. My dad was in Pittsburgh and was part of that. Steelers-Ravens. I would say Steelers-Ravens is up there.
Yeah.
Certainly. What about Seattle-San Francisco? It's more recent, though. Nah, not historically, though. No. Not historically.
Because they were in different leagues. They were in different conferences for most of their.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Seattle was.
Yeah. And I know the Texans and Cowboys are in different conferences, but this crosses all lines.
Yeah, it's for the silver boot also is on the line here.
No, I think that's baseball version.
Yeah, but don't you have to do the boot? Don't we do the boot for this too? Don't the baseball owners have to put the boot on the line too?
I don't know.
For the football teams?
Maybe we should ask Gilbert.
I don't think he'll know. He won't even know what silver boot is.
He might, yeah. Let me ask.
Gilbert is 0% chance he's going to know what silver boot is.
He's calling in because this is Texas Cowboys.
0% chance he knows what the silver boot is. 0%.
Okay, let's see. Gilbert.
Yeah.
Okay,
how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
You're back home?
No.
You're still in the hospital?
What?
Are you still in the hospital?
Yeah, I'm still in the hospital. I'll be here for quite a while.
Why? For quite a while? Really?
Yeah, my legs are not doing so well anyway.
I had a message from somebody that said that you were in the hospital because of a fall.
You fell down?
Yeah. So
what happened? Your leg gave out?
Forget about that. That the thing there. Anyway,
the Christmas party.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to be able to get there?
No, I can't stand up so good anyway.
Oh, that's horrible. That's awful, Gilbert.
Yeah, get better for sure, Gilbert.
Yeah. We want you to get better.
There. You know what the silver boot is? A lot of people don't.
Do you know what the silver boot is, Gilbert?
It's a baseball thing. What is the silver boot?
Yeah, maybe you help me out, John.
Help out. Oh, remember when the Astros play the Rangers, whoever wins more games gets the silver boot. You remember that, right?
I don't think he cares about
that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah, he remembered that anyway.
Help him out with something else, I think.
No. He wanted me to help him out with that.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
So, well, we're hoping you get better, Gilbert. We hate that you're sick.
Forget about Jeff Moreno. Forget about everything.
Yeah. Well.
Buddy.
We're not going to forget about everything. You just keep on thinking about Jennifer Reyna, and that's going to help your spirits.
Help me what? Help what?
Well, don't you smile when you think of Jennifer Reyna?
I like to take a picture with her, you know, at my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know if she's going to come to the hospital, Gilbert.
Can you arrange it?
No, no, I can't arrange Jennifer Reyna visiting you in the hospital. I can't arrange that.
Do they have any type of headshots?
I'll be at home probably by then anyway.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
How long have you been in hospital right now, Gilbert?
My legs are real weak anyway. I don't know if I can stand up or not.
I know. What are they saying? What are the doctors saying?
It's weak.
That's what they're saying.
What are they saying? What's going on?
I was sitting there and I've been getting much exercise on my legs anyway, you know.
Yeah, are they saying what's going on though with you health wise? Has the doctor said anything?
It's weak, okay. Weak, all right.
They said they're weak.
No COVID, no pneumonia. That's done. We're good.
No, I don't have COVID no more, but my legs are weak anyway.
Yeah. We heard.
Yeah. What are they planning on doing?
Get rehab.
Okay. Rehab? Oh, good.
Well, that helps.
That'll help. Yeah, Gilbert. Dude,
make sure you go through rehab, Gilbert. It's very important.
And do what they tell you to do, Gilbert. Okay?
All right. Talk to you later. Okay,
all right. We'll see you, Gilbert.
All right.
No Christmas, no Jennifer Reyna. Wow. He does not sound good.
But Gilbert, can you help me out on this one? Bring Jennifer Reyna to the hospital?
That's definitely not going to happen.
Yeah.
She's not. Hey, Jennifer, what are you doing on the 23rd?
You can be, well, forget the 23rd. Go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, maybe the 23rd. You know, Klein's is right down the street from Channel 11. Right down the street. Channel 11 moved to Westheimer.
Channel 11 was on, Westheimer and Fountain View, I think, or no?
No.
Is that where it was? Where is it?
It's near there. It used to be on Allen Parkway until they flooded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe because there was another local TV
They flooded
TV
and they moved to Westheimer now, which is right down the street. Jennifer Reyna could have come, but now Gilbert's not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it set up, kind
of. How do we know she doesn't have a vacation day she's taking and going out of town?
I don't know. 915 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Not everyone. CNN not thrilled with Deion's move. We will talk about that.
Well, it's our old buddy, Bomani Jones.
Bomani Jones on there. Yeah, and talking about it. So we will do that. Right now, though, we are talking about the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. I don't know what it is that your issue is, but you have an issue. And if you have any kind of lawsuit that you need to file, if you feel like you've been wronged by somebody but you don't know how to go about it, if you feel like somebody else is you've been served by someone else civilly and you need representation, if you're being investigated by the police or they want to question you, hey, you have the right to an attorney and you should get one because the cops will outsmart you, especially if you did it. Even if you didn't do it, okay, get representation if you're being accused of something. And if you've had an accident, if you have getting a divorce, it doesn't matter what the legal the issue is, the people over at the Morley Law Firm are here for you. You don't have a lawyer on retainer. You have the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955. Sal Blaspagnol, so no matter what the issue is, in immigration or anything else, but they really do specialize in immigration, and they can help you out if you're having an issue. 713-839-9955 or Morley Law, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
So go to underdogfantasy.com if you're on your laptop or your desktop right now, and you can look into everything that's going on with Underdog Fantasy, or download the app. And when you download the app, you can take a look at how everything's played. But when you get ready to get serious and make your first deposit, Underdog's going to match your first deposit up to $100. So if you just want to throw $50 in there, they'll throw their $50 in, and you'll have $100 sitting there. You don't want to put in $100, then all of a sudden in your account you're going to see $200. And what happens at Underdog Fantasy, right on the front page, you see drafts, pick 'em. On the drafts, today you've got basketball for $5. You've got Week 14 Battle Royal for $5 for NFL. You've got they've already got an NFL playoff one where it's you can already start drafting for NFL playoffs. Thursday night knockout, which is Thursday night football and Sunday night football. Those quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers are available to you. That's a $10 play. They're drafted in three-person drafts, and it's $7,500 for the first place winner. So there's so many different types of drafts. You have individual head-to-heads, which is the best way for you to make money. And then you've got the pick-ems, where you go high or low on statistics that they have out there. And when you go higher or lower, remember, you pick anywhere between two, three, four, or five, and you win multipliers of your original play depending on how many that you select. They even have an insurance function where you could, let's say, put four plays out there for your high or low and just win three of them, you're still going to get paid. So make sure you go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com, or download the app. Use promo code Lance, and they will match up to $100 of your first deposit.
Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, we are celebrating Christmas a little early on 97.5 and 92.5. It's our season of giving, kicking off the holiday season by giving a little extra back to our awesome listeners. Today, we're giving away $50 gift cards to Federal American Grill all day long. We'll keep listening to the show, and you could win a $50 gift card. Dress up or dress down, a bourbon or a beer, a ribeye or a burger. Reserve the Federal American Grill today at any of our four locations. So let's do this. It's at 925 exactly. Caller number 5 to 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, wins a $50 gift card to Federal American Grill. Tune in all December long for our season of giving, and head to ESPN975.com/season for more information on how you can get involved. So 925, caller number 5. This segment is brought to you by Damaris Catering. Okay, Damaris and Damaris Catering from No Tie to Bow Tie. This holiday season, get it catered from Damaris. They're awesome. They can do everything. It's not barbecue. It's everything. So this holiday season, check that out. I was there yesterday having a few beers, a few Coors Lights over there. And we did talk a little bit about Deion, as a matter of fact. Is Deion going to succeed at Colorado?
I don't know. I mean, I think he'll get splashy. Sustainable is going to be, I think, the coordinators he hires. They've already said Colorado's come out and said, yeah, we don't have money for Deion's contract yet. Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem, because they're going to have to pick up. I think the portal, people act like the players are just going to come play for Deion, but there may be some truth to that. Yeah. I mean, he's been able to swing some players in the past.
And yeah.
I think he is going to do fairly well with the portal.
He's going to be he will be a destination. And you know what? Well, I mean, obviously programs have had better resumes than Colorado does. But a coach makes all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. All the difference in the world.
Yeah.
You know, Urban Meyer was at Utah, but what Kyle has done there has been, I mean, he has sustained it with good players coming there to play for him, right?
Yeah.
So I think Deion could actually succeed at Colorado.
I think he
could.
And
the thought is it's another stepping stone for him, right? It was for Mel Tucker.
Well, it doesn't feel like it's a full-time, yeah. It doesn't feel like it's a long-term job. Why can't it be, though,
if he likes it there, if he likes Colorado?
I don't think Colorado has enough from a football standpoint, homegrown in the state. You have to do so much outside of the
state. Yeah, but he's a national figure he can draw, right?
That's fine, but you look at the powerhouses, and they come from states where you are able to.
Yeah,
I mean, look
true.
At it. Ohio. Alabama is basically the entire Southeast.
Yeah.
Mix. Louisiana, Texas, Florida. It's typically where it comes from.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, Southern Cal. I mean, they're historically. But Deion can't. Now, is it a stepping stone? It might be, because yeah, Jackson State was a stepping stone. And it did not. And on CNN, they were talking about this with Bomani Jones. And here's Bomani Jones on Deion's move to Colorado.
Magnitude of the financial disparity is so much greater than anybody realizes. I think the magnitude of the financial disparity between HBCUs and other FCS schools, the smaller division in Division I, is bigger than people realize it is. So there's room to criticize him for the way that he has left and for the fact that his initial rhetoric is not in line with his ultimate.
Well, Monizan, what would you have him do? What would you have the man do?
Oh, well, I wouldn't have come in the first place and said that God sent me here to fix HBCUs, and God decided that in the middle of it you were supposed to leave? Right? I mean, like, the thing I've said is maybe God wants 10% of 5 mil and not 10% of 375. If God can do math, I can understand why it is. He sold a dream and then walked out on the dream. People have the right to be critical of that. I also would have taken the job that he took at Colorado, right? It's not a judgment of the fact that he took the job, but this is not in line with what he told us for all these years.
Yeah, but legit. That doesn't make him any different than any other coach who moves on. All the coaches say they're going to stay there. This is literally Jackson State got treated like University of Houston. It's not any different.
Yep.
It's just more of a headliner because Jackson State is not going to be able to get the next Tom Herman or the next Kevin Sumlin or the next whoever that comes in. You know what I mean? Like, they're less likely, I think, to get that next coach or Dana Holgorsen who takes over a U of H job because you know you have a chance to win at U of H. I think that's the – and Deion had to carry the weight of the world. But, yeah, he had to come in there telling people that. Maybe he felt that way at the time. Maybe that's the way he actually felt.
Yeah. I don't know the whole God thing. I was in Green Bay when God told Reggie White that he should go to the Packers to help out the African-American – you know, the three African-Americans in Green Bay outside the football season.
Yeah,
non-players. So I don't know. I don't know that, you know, certainly the rhetoric. And listen, I could certainly see where there's stories coming out. There are some rumors coming out that the money at Jackson State just is, it might get ugly with what happened with the money that Deion brought in, and he was supposed to get paid, and that Deion was
supposedly gave half his salary to.
Unbelievable how generous he was to the players, how he paid for trips, how he paid for the bowl game, he was actually losing quite a bit of money as the head coach of Jackson State. So I don't know that we can blame him for, although, you know, some of the stuff that he did say, and he was the face of black colleges for the last couple of years. He really was.
Yeah.
And for him to up and leave, I could see where people would be upset that it's a stepping stone.
There's a lot of coaches and a lot of programs glad he's gone.
Yeah.
Inside the HBCU family, inside the SWAC.
Well, they weren't. He dominated.
Yeah.
He dominated.
Yeah, and he had certain advantages just being who he is.
That's it.
It's just a massive advantage.
Absolutely.
So
there'll be a lot of people that'll be glad when Nick's gone.
Can he succeed there? Absolutely he can succeed there. It's a matter of bringing in the right players because it's not talent rich in Colorado. So he's got to do a great job of getting the five stars. And Deion can talk now. Deion can sell. And the portal is where you can have a level of instant success with Deion. But how financially invested is the Colorado the school? That's going to really be, I think, the question.
Well, I think they, I think they're in danger of it. This being another stepping stone for Deion to somewhere else. It was, to me, it was always an odd choice for him. That unless there were no other offers out there, I mean, I don't know. Would Auburn not have been a better place? Was there no chance? Were they not interested at all in Deion? Is this the only school interested? I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah, because this is an odd choice for Deion Sanders to be here as opposed to.
From what I heard, there may not have been the interest that was out there. Like Deion said, there were multiple teams. I don't know that there was multiple teams just yet. So the idea is take this. You know what? You may be able to drive up. The portal may really help you. And it might be a 2-year deal if he has some success. That really might, you know, that really could be the situation that we're talking about here. It may be 2 years where Deion takes off after a couple of years if he has unexpected success.
Yeah.
It might be something where all of a sudden FSU, now Norvell's done a nice job over there.
I don't think, yeah. That was the problem for Deion. That would have been a perfect fit for him going back to Florida State. But
yeah.
Norvell did a really nice job this year. He's turned that thing around. 9-3.
Oh, really nice.
Nice, yeah. Really nice job. Especially after the rocky start that he had with the lying to players and that thing that went on over there, that he has been able to turn it around like that is pretty damn good. All right, 713-780-3776. Aaron, you want to talk Texans? We'll get you in on the other side. Right now, though, we're talking about your patio.
Texas Custom Patio does it better than anyone else. And I mean to tell you now, Texas Custom Patio is great at building something that will really truly change your life and for the better. Yes, it's going to add value to your home when you have an outdoor living space. But when you see the true quality, the design, the finished product, go to their page, TexasCustomPatios.com, look at the before and afters, and you'll see that what they're going to build for you is going to provide you memories to last you a lifetime. Your quality of life is a big deal. And for many people, you know, you used to be looking at buying a new home, and now with the interest rates, you say, I'm not buying a new home. Well, you know what? This is a great idea. Then why don't you look to just, instead of buying a new home, build a new outdoor area with an outdoor kitchen that can be your new home outside. That's what you're doing. You're building an addition to your home, and you're having it done by the company that builds the best outdoor living spaces and outdoor kitchens in the state of Texas, not city of Houston, the state of Texas. That's Texas Custom Patios. Go to the site and look at them for yourself, TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Time to talk about Christmas and the gift that you're going to get her. Make it a gift of diamonds. Make it a gift of jewelry. And it doesn't have to be. It could be gold. It could be silver. It could be platinum. Whatever it is that you're looking for. Whatever she likes. Look it through her stuff. Or, hey, how about this? Trade in some of her stuff that you got her before and upgrade. She would love an upgrade this holiday season. And Mark will do that. He'll give you what you paid for it. Okay, originally paid for it. He'll give you that back and then upgrade it to whatever that you want. It's unbelievable the stuff that he does. Okay, you send him a picture of something. She wants something like this, or she wants this. Can you make this for me? And the answer is yes, he can make it. He's got the elves in the back. He's got two locations now. He's unbelievable how he has helped the 97.5 and the 1560 and the 610 listeners back in the day. He's been doing this forever with us. So if you're looking for a great way for her this holiday season, here's Mark's cell phone number, 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. Two locations at Fountain View and Westheimer and Augusta and Woodway. And go to the website, KleinsJewelry.com. You'll see everything there. Text them. Tell them what you want. Call them. But this holiday season, make sure that you get her that jewelry. One place, KleinsJewelry.com.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Unbelievable. Lance is showing me some unbelievable frisbee. It's a guy throwing a frisbee. Okay.
Yeah, but through a really tight.
Oh my!
Listen
God.
To this. Listen to this chain round. Watch it. Did you guys hear that? Wow! 280. It was a very, it was a finesse shot. I can't make
RJ,
that.
Can't you
words.
Have something for us whenever he talks about this stuff? Something like.
No.
Shut up! This is stupid. Something.
No, there's nothing
yeah,
like
something,
that.
Something like
there's
that.
There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that.
There is something.
No.
No. Didn't we have something when he's talking about? Didn't we come up
oh,
with something?
Yeah.
That we,
no, not for me though.
Yeah, for you.
It's for something else.
When you talk about this stuff.
It's for.
All right.
You used to say
oh,
neat stuff.
Brother, this guy stinks.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Why don't you tell people where Carlos Correa is going? Since Twitter doesn't know. Twitter, Carlos is trending with 37,300 tweets, and it's all Dodgers, Giants, Toronto. That's what Twins looks like. He's headed back to the Twins. Why don't you just break it?
Your favorite is the Red Sox. The Red Sox are the favorite. He could end up with the Dodgers, though. Could end up there. Could very well end up there. The Twins are in the mix as well.
But you think the Red Sox are the favorite?
The Red Sox, I think, are the favorite. Yeah. Yep. So, which would be bad. I don't want him in the American
League. From a personal standpoint.
I don't want him on a good team in the American League. I don't mind him with the Twins at all. That's fine. But I don't want him with the Dodgers either. I don't want to see him in that uniform.
Here's a problem for
Cody Bellinger's gone, though, so.
You ever thought about this? How would it be if Carlos has to play the Astros in a playoff series and go head-to-head against Jeremy Peña? And Peña outduels him.
Yeah, no, it would be bad for him. Well,
it really wouldn't. It really wouldn't. This isn't a thing. It's only a thing for us. But I mean, Cardinals helped us win a World Series. Won himself a World Series. Yeah. Cardinals was a great Astro. He's a great Astro. You just get the feeling that Carlos watched the playoffs and was like, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe this guy took my spot. Now he wins a World Series
MVP. He was
MVP?
Happy for him, though. He was.
No, I think he was.
But sure, it's gnawing at him. I want to be there. I should be doing that. I want to be in the spotlight.
This kid's a World Series MVP. He took my spot and won a gold glove, an ALCS MVP, and a World Series MVP. Yeah. And now he's doing this?
Yeah.
And Carlos is married.
And every girl
Carlos
in the city?
Is married with kids, and this guy's doing the heart thing with his hands, and all the girls drive to a chicken place to go see him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Jeremy. That Foco bobblehead. Play the foco.com/975. They have a Jeremy Peña bobblehead. I am trying to get one myself. I'll buy it if I need to, but don't tell the Foco people.
Does Monty love Jeremy Peña?
I'm gonna get Monty one.
Does Monty love Jeremy Peña?
I think Nicole.
Yeah, my wife too.
Yeah.
Every time he's
women
up,
love
oh,
Jeremy
he's
Peña.
A cutie. Just love him. I know, right? And he's so nice and
life's got to be great for him. I mean, life's probably really good for Jalen Green. He's a pretty boy also.
Yeah.
But they're not, but that's a World Series champ.
No. I mean, and everybody was watching. There can't be, not 70 or 80% of the women in the city wouldn't know Jalen Green if he was on their big toe.
Oh, higher than that.
No.
90% of women
90%
wouldn't
know. But everybody knows who Jeremy Peña is. Everybody watched the World Series in the city. Everybody.
I mean, even if you weren't a baseball fan, you started latching on.
And all the women went, oh, he's cute.
Oh, Jeremy. Oh, my God. Look at his smile. Like, yeah, he's pretty. Like, he's a pretty boy. But he's,
and then
I mean,
the
commercials. The HEB salsa
stuff.
And
salsa.
He recorded that so early in the season before he was even known to be a good player yet.
Right. And all the other three of those guys are all married. And he's, and you know, he's salsaing
happily
it up there.
Married.
Yeah. So I hate Jeremy Peña.
That's the Jeremy Peña music. Although, can you imagine him just walking out? It's slow motion. He's got the bat, and then all of a sudden, you know, he puts the bat behind him. You know, hangs his arms on it, and his little, and it's just his tight shirt and his shorts because all the shorts are now shorter shorts. And then the women, Jeremy Peña and Carlos, like, this is all you hear with this. Oh, I got to change another diaper. Oh, I got another diaper to change. And there's Jeremy Peña back
Carlos
there.
Carlos loves his wife and his life.
I didn't say he's not. I didn't say he doesn't love
Jeremy
that.
Jeremy Peña
but
right
it's
now.
Good to be Jeremy Peña.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, listen to the music here. Jeremy Peña
is probably hounded every day by all these women. You'd hate
that. Oh, what a terrible. At some point, it probably gets old when he wants to have a settle down and have a girlfriend. Oh, yeah. You don't do that right after you
He does have a girlfriend,
went...
apparently. He already has a girlfriend, which is dumb.
Does she work at Cane's?
No, she doesn't work at Cane's.
Okay. What? I mean, he worked at...
He's
I
been
he
other
to...
places other than Cane's, you
oh,
know?
Oh, okay. I just knew that he was at Cane's. Do you think Carl... Do you think he said, can I get, like, a big container of the Cane's sauce for working here?
Absolutely.
We're not supposed to do that, but I guess so.
Okay, that'll be $6.89.
What? Yeah, you can. We'll just take it out of your appearance fee. Wonder what the appearance fee was for that.
Probably a lot.
I'm gonna say a number. I'm gonna say $5,000. That might be a little high.
No,
it probably is.
No, not the advertising that Kane's got of that.
Yeah, $5,000.
Bring
probably.
Jeremy Pena there.
Well, because it's a national. Like you hear the word Kane's, it doesn't. It's not just that location. So, it's every location.
So we got an email that said somebody here got an email that said, "Hey, would you like to have Chaz McCormick, you know, do something with you guys?" And he gave it to me, and I went, absolutely. I emailed the guy back. I said, hey, we'd love to have Chaz McCormick here. And he goes, okay, well, we'll have to work out the you know appearance fee and all that. And I said, thank you, bye.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, talk to you later.
Yeah, but thanks for that.
I know. So my, you know, it's funny
what are
because.
What pay for Chaz McCormick?
So I've dealt with Brian Burney. He's Deshaun's guy.
Oh.
The marketing guy. Also Will Fuller's guy. And so I was trying to help him. Like, you know, Will Fuller, all these guys want to get my, the guy who handles my contracts, he used to be the agent for George Springer, or the marketing agent for George Springer and Carlos and those guys. Really good guy, a guy named Russ Spielman. And so I know how that works. Yeah. I mean, they're always trying to, I always have to tell Russ, and Russ and I are close, but he's like, you know, I can get John Metchie. I said, that's fine. There ain't going to be an appearance video. Like, oh, Lance, what are your thoughts on this? Like, over the years, hey, our client's coming into Houston. What do you think about this guy? I'm like, I'm just telling you now. And Brian Burney, who's got Deshaun, who's, you know, Deshaun's guy, marketing and Mulgetta and all that. Well, anyway, he had marketing stuff for Will Fuller. And he goes, hey, Lance, what are your thoughts on getting a deal with Will Fuller for, you know, $790? I said, yeah, that's, you know, I can talk about that. He wants a car. I'm like, okay, well, that's harder to get now. That's really harder to get. Plus, here's the problem, Brian. Will's always hurt.
Yeah.
So it's going to be weird to do a weekly show with a guy who's been hurt for six games in a row.
Yeah, right.
That's probably not a...
Or he's doing peds and he can't play.
Or suspended.
Yeah, one of those. Let's get Aaron in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about his Texans. What do you say, Aaron?
What's going on? Yeah, so I was talking to a gentleman on Monday. He seemed very informed on the McNair family. So what he's saying is that Cal could be out of there next year because I believe it's the mom had a stroke. So she's been deemed incompetent to run the team. So they're trying to get the brother who previously wanted nothing to do with the team in there, and supposedly they're going through the legal process and things like that. So I guess you guys got some digging to do.
Yeah. You know, that rumor, I don't know. I don't want to talk about Janice's health. I don't know anything about that. I don't think anybody could be thrilled with what's happened so far with the team with Cal in charge.
It would be impossible. It would
be impossible for anybody in that building to say, yeah, boy, we got and that's, the other, that's the right guy.
The other brother who runs all the businesses, here's the problem. Businesses don't run themselves. Football teams make money regardless.
Yeah.
A value of a football team is going to keep going up no matter who is in charge. That's not true with the actual businesses of the McNair family. That's why I would be hesitant. Apparently from what we've heard, he's had no interest in running the team from the outset. When Bob McNair was alive, it was already decided, no, I'm going to run the business stuff. And maybe Bob McNair wanted Kerry to run the business stuff. So I don't know about that. I don't know this stuff. I don't know on Janice McNair. I haven't heard that. I Googled it. That may not have come out there. I'm not saying you're wrong. I do wonder, though, if they would take the brother who's handling all the business ventures and put him into...
Well, owners have other businesses that they run while they own football teams.
This feels like it may be a little bit more hands-on.
Listen,
I
don't know
though.
Whether anything that Aaron just said is true. Don't care. I think that it would be awesome if the Smart brother took over the team. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
Yes. I think that would be awesome. I don't know about the health. I don't know about what's going on behind the scenes. I don't. This has been talked about for a while, that Kerry was not interested in the team. You've never seen Kerry around. Cal was always around. Always around his dad, always on by his side.
I'd rather have a Tillman or a Crane running the NFL
team. Yes. I would rather have someone competent. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. That's all I need. Yeah. And that would be
when great. I say, I mean, that caliber, and I'm assuming the other McNair brothers probably in that vein. I don't know how much he knows about running an NFL team. You don't have to know about running an NFL team as much as you have to know about people.
Hiring good football people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is going through the process of, does this guy feel like a leader? And if you've been in business, you recognize certain things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who has leadership qualities? Who's got a plan, an executable plan? That's something that happens. So we'll keep our eye on that. I mean, boy, what a story that would be if the McNairs ever decided to sell. Just sell the team.
Goodbye.
And get out of it.
Bye.
I mean, at this point, I understand this is your birthright and this is your, you know, legacy because your father brought the NFL back to Houston, but my gosh, isn't that, wouldn't you love to make over to
just take add a money,
B, take a B,
just go, and then nobody's criticizing Cal and
$2.5 billion, $3 billion,
nobody moves away and nobody
he can go,
nobody criticizes
Cal's
him.
A highly likable guy, everyone likes him that I know.
His son
is in Little League and plays Little League with other people I know, and he's a really, really good guy.
He's a nice guy.
But that doesn't mean that he's a good NFL owner. Wouldn't he rather just get to the other stuff he wants to
Cal,
do?
Cal, wouldn't you rather do
you
that?
You don't need this. You don't need these 17,000 people in the stands business.
Stupid radio host criticizing you and making...
Tomorrow, are we going to... Yeah, you don't need that. Tomorrow, are we going to pump up the Texans?
We have to pump up because it's Cowboy.
It's Cowboy week.
Well, Friday, we pump them up.
We'll pump it up Friday.
Yeah.
The last one didn't go as expected.
No.
Or it did go as expected.
It went as expected, which was unfortunate, I think.
Yeah, people came in trying to pump them up, and then it seemed like the pump up was really a backhanded slap. But we'll try again on Friday to pump it up. The Houston Texans.
You know what? You know what's the underdog? That people will really try to pump it up. That's the underdog.
That typically doesn't happen that much. Now, I can tell you that Underdog Fantasy is going to they're going to pump you up. You're going to be pretty excited. I just jumped in on a Thursday night, Sunday night. it's $10 entry fee, Thursday night, Sunday night. This is my personal approach on this one. So you have your two quarterbacks. Your third quarterback is Derek Carr. Your second one is probably Tua. Your first one is Herbert, or the other way around. I would wait on quarterback. I've seen these won by people who wait on quarterback. Get Derek Carr third and go take care of your running back, like Eckler or Josh Jacobs first, and then go get your wide receivers because it's only a three-person draft. That's the strategy. And go get Gerald Everett as your tight end as well. That's the strategy on that one. You guys jump in. It's a $10 entry fee. You got a chance to win $7,500 for first place. There's so many different types of drafts out there. Basketball, hockey, there's late game football. You've got head to head. You've got three person drafts. You can even make private drafts yourself. So this is a great opportunity for you to get involved with daily fantasy, weekend fantasy, or even their pick'em contest, which is terrific because you've got a chance to go higher or lower on stats and really make multipliers of whatever your original play is. Make sure that you go to the website or you download the Underdog Fantasy app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They will match up to $100. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-522-4700 or ncpgambling.org.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple.
I'm going to start first. This is just more of an interesting fact than News of the Weird. John, if you were to guess, how many ridges does a dime have around its edges? You know, if you fill a dime, it's got ridges around the edges. How many dimes does, how many ridges, rather, does a dime have?
I'm going to say 92.
Incorrect. 118 ridges. Around the 1700, coins were an easy target for money-generating schemes, including coin clipping. So one of the ways that they started to prevent that was by reeded edges, a process to where they had to create the ridges on there to protect against people making fake coins. 118.
Neat stuff.
Yep. Stuff. I thought so. Yeah. Boy, that's weird.
It's not that weird. It's not really news of the weird, but okay.
It's weird.
It's news of the really uninteresting. Lance, let me ask you a question. Would you like to see... what do you like best on hockey? What's the best thing about hockey games?
You want me to say fights? I'm not going to say fights.
Fights.
No, see, I'm not going to say fights. I think it's the beautiful game. It's known as the beautiful game.
Yeah. No, it's the fights. Everybody goes and loves the fights, right?
Okay.
How about if you had just the fights and no hockey game?
We're in Russia.
Oh, no, we're in Wyoming.
Really?
Wyoming.
Because Russia's doing all the fighting. They're putting fighting in phone booths.
Yeah.
Fighting in basketball games.
Yeah, everything.
Slap fighting.
Yes, yes.
So Wyoming is doing this, huh?
Wyoming. It's professional ice fighting coming to Wyoming. It's, this sport is all enforcers. That's it. None of you fancy little guys with the sticks
I
and all that stuff.
I think people will buy tickets for that.
I think I would go see that.
I think people will buy tickets
ice fighting?
For that. Yeah.
Awesome. A woman who tattooed...
I get a media pass for it.
Yeah, right.
Should we go do a show from Wyoming to go to an ice fighting
ice
thing?
Ice fighting game. Yeah, we absolutely should.
We should 100% do that.
Absolutely. Surprisingly, Lance, a woman who tattooed her eyeballs blue and purple is now having a problem seeing.
Oh.
Look at she is a tattoo enthusiast, and she tattooed blue and purple.
Oh my
her
god.
Eyeballs. That is
oh
and now
my
look
god,
at her eyes.
Look at her face.
Now look at her face. It's all her eye is so swollen shut, she can't open her eye, her right eye and her,
I mean honestly.
Did
if you,
why did you think this
honestly,
was a good idea?
And why are we doing these dumb things?
Right. Apparently in New Zealand, farmers are none too pleased. They have a new fart tax.
Because of the cows.
Cows are farting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're taxing the farmers for all of the harmful gases that are being in the air.
Ozone layer and all that.
Cow
yeah.
farts. Do you think that you should be taxed for farts?
Well, you're taxed for cows, technically, unless you're sitting there tracking whether or not they're farting. I think you're assuming they are. Yeah. Why don't you feed them? Here's what the farmers could come back and say. You know, we've switched our diets up to something less gaseous. So
No more beans.
I want a deduction.
Yeah.
I want a deduction.
No more beans. Okay. So
you stop feeding them cauliflower and broccoli.
Yeah. A man was found with his friend's severed head in his car.
Probably an accident.
Well, that's what he said, though. There was a reason. He just didn't give the reason. Do you think he should tell everybody why his friend's severed head was in his backseat?
Not everybody, but probably the cops.
Well, he's already been to trial, and apparently the family was really distraught. So he said, I didn't want to say why, because in front of the family, just know I cut his head off.
I mean, at some point, you probably should cut that loose.
Yeah.
Or unless he really just, wow, what is the reason? Now I really, this is the first time I really want to get, I really want to get deeper.
He hasn't said it though.
Why are you hiding this reason? There can't be a.
Well, maybe the guy did something and that was. Maybe
horrific?
That was horrific and he just wanted the family to feel good about it. Still feel good about him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, actually.
Well, he's a head severer with a heart of gold.
I'll just say this. That's actually a thoughtful.
Yeah.
I typically wouldn't say this about something who did something so heinous.
Right.
That's actually kind of thoughtful.
Usually, if you cut off someone's head, I'll feel bad about you.
Yeah.
In this case, I'm not sure.
This case, he's like, I want to protect the family from what he did.
Right.
I'm like, well, you know, maybe this guy's
maybe
not,
he's not
a
such
bad
a bad guy.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not
maybe
such
he's a better guy than we give him credit for.
We're done. Paul Gallant is a better guy than I think Lance gives him credit for.
I give Paul a lot of credit
for being a good guy. And here's the deal. If he doesn't, if he talks about his guys and co-employees, HR might give him a call.
Yep.
And you know who's taking care of our HR here? It's H&P. H&P is where you get all of your HR done. It's kind of a big deal, the HR part. And people put that to the side. Well, HR. Well, HR is the first two letters in the name, H&P. Payroll and HR. But HR comes first. Here's the deal, is you can really screw up your HR, and you can have a real, real bad problem with that. Well, HR and P makes it so you're not liable. They are. They're the ones that are making the HR decisions and good HR decisions for your company. And here's the deal, is if you don't want to pay an HR department, because you're going to have – if your business is growing, you're going to have a big payroll department, and you're going to have a big HR department. And you don't want that. What you need is HR and P, and they can take care of all of it. I got my buddies who have been on here – I talked about, and they got big companies, man, and they've got a lot of people, and they've got to they have to take care of, and HR&P does all of it, and they love them. We love them. You will love them too. If you are, if your business is growing and you need a payroll department and you need a pay and an HR company, and oh, by the way, they take care of your taxes as well, HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
What do you have to say to everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
Your mama.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.